the Lord is saying to me. How will I know? Because that there's an obligation that's before you. Following the leading of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is following your obligations. Spiritually, what you feel obligated to when you pray and when you get close to the Lord, you have your quiet time, you sit down and read, or you go out and pray, what you feel obligated to, the thing that comes to you that bears obligation on your soul, obligation on you, that's what you are to do. That's following the leading of the Spirit. Having a prophetic vision is seeing the kingdom. You've got to have a prophetic vision for the kingdom, and the way you get that is by saying and sincerely wanting the kingdom, God's government, to come into your life. Jesus said to pray. When you pray, pray this: let your kingdom come, let your will be done in my life. What are we asking for? Let your government come into my life. How can his government come into your life if you've got no spiritual authority over your life? It can't. How can you be governed if there's no spiritual authority in your life to govern you? Well, I'm governed by the Holy Spirit. Well, that's fine. And who has he led you to? Because he gave apostles, prophets, pastors, and teachers. Where are you? And who do you allow to speak into your life? See, that's the reason we're growing, and the reason that we're going from faith to faith, and the reason that we're the Lord is adding to us. He's adding to all our lives, a little bit at a time. Joyce is becoming more and more confident that she's no longer in unbelief. Martin is more and more confident because he's got more and more things to say, and he's willing to say it. So that the Lord is adding. And Russ, the scripture in Exodus 23, he'll bring you face to face. The angel of the Lord will bring you face to face to your enemies. Why? So that the Lord can show you how victorious he's going to be in ridding you of all the demonic enemies that have tore your life apart from the day one. And that he will take those enemies, put them in front of you, and allow you to see him deal with those enemies, so that you learn how to keep them away. And you can't do that unless you're in the family. Through much counsel, make war. So that's why we're growing. And God has given us his fatherhood. He has given us his fatherhood. We are underneath the covering of his fatherhood. And that's a great thing. There's great security there. So, I certify you, brethren, verse 11, still in Galatians 1, I certify you that the gospel which was preached of me was not given to me by man. Neither received it of man, neither was taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. The ministry of exposing works of darkness in the church, that ministry came to me by revelation. The spirit of judgment, having a right spirit of judgment, no, I didn't go to school for it. I didn't go to school to learn how to offend people. I didn't go to school to learn and to... I didn't get a direction for the ministry in school or from man. It was something that evolved in my relationship with the Lord. And your ministry, the strength of your personal spiritual life, will evolve and be made very clear to you as you follow him in the context of government, fatherhood, and family. The strength of your spiritual life, your calling, will come and evolve as you're open and submitted and humble, but yet forthright in the body, in the family, as you are open and operate in the freedom and liberty that the Holy Ghost has given you, the strength of your personal calling will start to come out. And believe me, your ability to allow Him to lead you in overcoming the enemies of your soul, you allowing Him to show you the enemies of your soul and dealing with them and overcoming them, prepares you and equips you for your spiritual thrust in this body and in the world. We're starting to really work. I see something coming amongst us, in us. Because there's some strength coming in our own testimonies that hasn't been there before. And we're beginning to see the strength that we have is a result of the training that we are in every day and every week. It's like everybody wants the good body, everybody wants the strength and the, you know, everybody wants that. But then when you say, okay, come on, come to my gym, I'll show you how to get it. We go, whoa, that's a little bit too hard, too much work for me. It's the way it is. It's the way it is in the natural. It's the way it is in the spiritual. The way that we work out and the way that we exercise in the spiritual is by being open and honest. In the presence of those that we're in, by the Word of God, keeping the Word of God involved in everything that we're feeling and sensing, finding out what the Word says about it, working the Word, and being in the Spirit, and being humble, allowing other people to have their say in my life. Really, it's quite simple. But it's the hardest thing to do if you don't have a prophetic vision. But Jesus is coming. And He's going to extract the church from the earth one day soon. It's called the rapture. He's going to pull the church out. The Jews will remain. His second coming is for them. The rapture is for the church. We need to be chaste, betrothed people with oil in our lamps, filled with the Holy Ghost, looking always to Him and looking to be involved in the lives of each other and trying to see who we can pull out of the fire. And we need to be looking and asking the Lord to help us find those people. Amen. I need to say that the scripture concerning the curse that I talked about in the beginning, if it comes out of Malachi, what was that? 3 or 4? 5 and 6. Turn the hearts of the father, the children, children of the father, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse, which He did. But that spirit of Elijah is alive today through Jesus, to turn the hearts of the Father to the children, children of the Father, to restore and to, in fact, promote fatherhood to the world.
For as the Father raises up the dead and quickens them, even So the Son quickens the
dead. Yes, the Father raises the dead. Yes. It's good.